Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. She is the woman that everyone wants in her life. Adrian, you say things to me, and I'm still thinking about them a week later.
Oh, wow.
Adrian Bankert is the host of Morning in America on News Nation, and every Thursday at this time, she joins us, and we just recap some of the big stories of the week. And, of course, I would have to say one of the biggest stories is the CDC director calling for drastic changes, basically an overhaul of the Center for Disease Control. What did you find out this week?
Well, this is, I think, the most interesting story of the week because Dr. Walensky is actually admitting that the CDC made mistakes. And so with that, she's saying that there were public mistakes in regards to the pandemic and how it was handled, a lack of communication. She wants to overhaul the CDC website. She wants to improve communication. So that the next time we have to go through a crisis, which, you know, sad to say, we should be prepared for, we would be better armed and that people would have more transparency. I think it's important. I mean, if you look at just the reporting itself in the news media, the number of times that there was flip-flop back and forth between masks or no masks and travel restrictions and isolation guidelines in larger cities, it just was very confusing. And I think a lot of people have a distrust for the medical profession now as a whole, especially at the federal level.
Well, it's unfortunate because this was a novel virus. So, yes, they deal with those worldwide, actually. Who does? But CDC is responsible for them here. And it became a political football. I'm not defending them, but boy, they were put in a position where everything they said was met with, you know, mistrust, not just from the general public, but by members of Congress, or it might be a senator, it might be a governor. So they were in a no-win situation, but it is a good moment to say, all right, we're going to arm ourselves up and change things and be ready for the next pandemic.
I think that for a lot of people, they wondered why some of the mandates were instituted and whether, you know, it's not about an anti-vax, pro-vax. You know, it's not about that. It's the overarching release of information and where that source was coming from. And the fact that a lot of people did their own research and, you know, obviously there's a lot of misinformation on the internet, but when the data is out there and the CDC is saying, no, you need to do this, I just think that a lot of people have a perception that the organization was fear-mongering to some degree, or that they were in the dark as much as all of us were. So,
and what is their role as opposed to the National Institute of Health? Because it seemed like many of the spokespeople that we were hearing from were from NIH and not the CDC.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that Rochelle is, or Dr. Walensky, I should not call her by her first name. I've never met her, but I'm like, Rochelle, you know. I think that she certainly is aiming to get ahead of things. And I think it's a humble move on her part to admit, you know, it can be really hard to admit that you were wrong. It can be hard to admit that you didn't do your best, even in a situation where we all could say, you know what, none of us knew what we were doing. But the public needed a leader. They needed assurance. We all needed to have some sort of light at the end of the tunnel. And the CDC admittedly did not provide that.
Let's talk about back-to-school safety. It's back-to-school in the suburbs, back-to-school in the city next week. Obviously, this is a big topic on your show, Morning in America. By the way, folks, this is Adrian Bankert. She is the host of that show. You see her face. You've seen her face on TV for quite a while now. So how did you cover back-to-school safety?
Well, it was interesting because, I mean, I have a lot of friends who have kids that are school-aged at this point in life, at this age of the game. And many of them were just, you know, trying to get everything done, trying to wrap it up. But there are a lot of parents out there who are concerned about safety. We did mention the Uvalde school shooting this week because some parents are going online and posting what they're doing to prepare their kids in the event of an active shooter situation. And it's fascinating because if you talk to everyday parents, they have some apprehensions, but they also have a community. They have their friends. They have their neighbors. They have other parents who are having these discussions and, you know, yeah, they're concerned, but they're not going to stop taking their kids to school. And one thing that they noted in speaking out was that, you know, it's important to know that they're in this together, that they're not alone, and that a lot of parents share those similar concerns. You never want to imagine that something tragic would happen at your child's school. We talked to the superintendent of the Houston ISD, a school district, and he was saying that, you know, they are arming more of their school resource officers, school police, with more weaponry and training, as well as administrators and teachers, to help equip them in the event of a tragedy. And so it's something at the top of a lot of parents' minds. I mean, that Uvalde shooting just happened in May. At the same time, they don't want to walk around in fear and, you know, constantly anxious over what is going to happen at their child's school. Though parents can tend to be anxious in the world that we live in now, there's a lot to be tied up in knots about.
Darren Bailey, who is running for governor of Illinois, has a private school that he founded with his wife. And when you enter, there is a sign warning that everyone there is armed and that they will do whatever they can to protect those children. So yeah. They have guns, like every teacher has mm-hmm. a gun in their classroom. And I've asked him the question, is that something you want to see in Chicago schools as well? And he's kind of led me to believe maybe it is. So I don't know. I just don't know that that's a good idea either. But the discussion will continue. Hey, Adrian, before I let you go, it is a thank you Thursday. I always love your perspective on things. And that means every Thursday, we just want to spread a little love or positivity and thank someone who needs a pat on the back, you know, public thank yeah. you. We do it at 5:15. So who would you like to thank this week? Could be anybody from any walk of life.
Oh, my goodness. Well, do I just get one or do I have, can I do a
couple? Go ahead, do a couple.
I'll just thank my vice president, John Faricani. He went out to coffee with me today and just was a really kind soul. You know, it's nice when you work with people who are willing to also be your friends. And I just want to give him a shout out and say thank you for being a friend.
Whenever you meet someone that you can identify as a kind soul, you just want to be around them. It doesn't make any difference whether you work for them or with them or next to them. It's just nice to see a great human being.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, and I just, there's so many people I could shout out.
That's okay. You only get one. You only get one.
Yeah, I'm like, I could keep going, but I'm going to take all the commercial time.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Lisa.
Have a beautiful weekend and check out the Air and Water Show. Boy, they are rumbling on the lakefront today. It's Adrian Bankert from Morning in America on News Nation. Steve has your news coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.